washed away. Don't wanna see you with people who will drag you down, pushed you away. Right before my eyes, changed so fast, lost yourself, forgot your name. Where do I go from here? You're on the fast lane, going nowhere, soon you'll disappear. Do I make the call? Face the fear? Pushed away. Called me up, slurring words, made no sense, nothing to say. Pushed you away.
Welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and this is going to be a great show this evening. Did you hear those words just now on Helena Albert's new debut video on YouTube? It is a brand new song she has out. It's called Pushed Away. It's by Helena Albert, and it is talking about her experience with bullying and how she looked at it and how she also shared her own experience. Today, that is our topic. It is something that is really dear and close to home, as I've experienced it for so many decades, and I've seen how vicious it's become in the last decade. So today, we're going to be talking about bullying, name-calling, abusive actions, you know, spewed on another where you just stand there and they're just lashing out. And at times, it can be outright physical and emotional actions that can alter another person's life. If you think that physical and emotional abuse is anything different than the bullying and the name-calling, it's all on the same realm. It just depends on the intensity of it. So today, we have a few guests who will be sharing their experiences, you know, how they help others who are asking for help, and how to make a change for the better by sharing this message. You cannot go through and have this experience and not turn around and help somebody else, because everybody else is individuals, but they also have experiences they tend to hide, or their fears, or they're afraid of something. Everybody needs some help, and really, once you've had it happen to you, you can almost sit down and pick out, wow, I see that going on with her or him. Maybe I can help them, and that is the purpose of today's show. My guests today are Helena Albert. As I've said in the beginning, that is her song. We played a little bit of, and we will be playing the entire song in the middle of this show. And she's a young singer-songwriter, and she just released her debut video on YouTube about how she sees bullying and how it's important to others. And on today's show page link, there is a link directly to her website and also to the video on YouTube. So if you'd like, after the show, you can click right through there. Helena's mother is Dawn Baldessari Albert, and she'll also be sharing with us her aspects of the parent experience, how she watches present-day bullying getting out of hand. My kids are older. You know, Helena is 14. My kids are in their 20s and 30s. So we're going to have a full range of what's been going on in these past several decades. I'll be sharing my experiences that I can say started in the 60s, and they continue as I grow older. I hear this all the time. There's not a week that goes by, there's not something that somebody's got to say, you know, and you just go, really, you know. But I didn't say really in the 60s and 70s. It was sort of, I really took it on as a personal attack. And we'll be talking about bullying, what it really is, comparing it to name-calling or abuse, and then we're going to discuss how bullying can affect people. And later, we're going to be talking about how bullying can go on throughout your life and what you should do about it. We will be taking callers this evening. However, it is very important. The live chat will not be open this evening due to the nature of this discussion. And if I feel that a caller is not in the best interest of our positive message, then they will be disconnected. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but really we don't want to have this as a fest to continue a bad behavior. If you'd like to call into the show, dial 424-258-9318 and push 1, and you'll be able to, I'll see you on the board, and I'll know that you want to ask a question or share a comment. Please be respectful with your comments and questions. So we're on to the show with all of that stuff we had to get through. So today I'd like to welcome to the show Helena. Helena, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. So I loved putting your song up first. Of course, we only did a little bit of it, and we will play the whole song again later. But, you know, you're so young, and to have a message like this, can you just give us a short, brief version of how you even got started in this, or what made a 14-year-old decide that this is an important topic to talk about?
Well, you know, the song to me has many different meanings. I was bullied for years, and I've changed schools many times, hoping for the bullying to stop, and yet it still follows me. But I've had experiences that are just nerve-wracking, and I had to search within myself to realize that I needed to make the right decision, and I couldn't let this get to me. I had to stand up for what I believed in, and after I got help and I realized what I was worth, I started helping other kids, and I decided so many young kids today listen to music, and music speaks to them, so why not make a song to have other kids listen to relate to?
You know, I really think the video was great because we really could see your face and we could see, you know, just how the song evolves, you know. And it was just a really great song. You know, I kind of had to listen to it a few times and I'm like, I would pick up different words and say, oh, my goodness, that's what it is. Oh, my goodness, you know, I didn't hear that before. So I really think it has a deep message. It's not just something like, hey, this little 14-year-old went out and put a little, little candy song out. Is an absolute. It's a very deep song. You really thought about every single word you put in there, and the message is very profound. It's not, like I said, just repeat little song phrases. So did you write every word of that song?
I did. I worked with a vocal coach who was very helpful with me, and I told her about my experiences, and I showed her the words on my paper, and she thought that it had a great message, and we worked together, and with personal experiences from me and from what she's gone through with her son and her family, and we put them together and just made this amazing song.
I think it's absolutely great. You know, can we talk to you? Let's talk to your mom now. Dawn, could you tell us a little bit about how all this got started? I mean, you're looking at it as a parent. Your child is saying, I've got issues. Or did she come to you, or how did you find out about all this?
Well, she started complaining. First of all, thank you for having us on the show, Dr. Jeanette. I appreciate it. It started out with her having health problems, stomach aches, and I couldn't understand why she was having stomach aches every morning. And then the more I looked into it and talked to her, it got to the point where I realized there was something going on that I wasn't aware of. The more searching that I did, I found out that there were certain children, and I'm talking, this started in elementary center, that were bullying her. I mean, it got to the point where I was taking her for medical test after medical test, and they couldn't really find anything. And then one morning, I found her laying on the bathroom floor crying that she didn't want to go to school, and she basically had to tell me what was going on. So then it just continued. We changed schools and hoped for things to get better. And for a while, they didn't.
Right.
And
well, were they physically, or were they words, or were they actions, or were they, how were they attacking her?
They were.
I mean, now that cyberbullying too.
Yeah. Oh, that also. When it first started, it was more verbal abuse by the children. Mm-hmm. But then, as you know, Facebook got popular, and all the social media, it progressively got worse. And I'm going to be honest. Even as soon and recent as today, she deals with it. But she has gotten so much more mature and has learned how to handle it. And I think because of the pain and suffering that she went through, she's gotten stronger. And you cannot imagine the other children that come to her for help now because they're aware of what she has gone through.
You know, I think that is the message that we're all going to bring forward from this call today. I'm sure parents will come to Dawn. Kids will go to Helena. Sort of like, if you've walked in my shoes, then you can understand how I feel. Or I'm not just talking to you and you'll be another target for me, you know? This is really somebody reaching out and actually accepting help, too. I can say, you know, for myself, I had bullying in the 60s. I would always remember my name was Ginny, G-I-N-N-Y, right? And the people thought it was Guinea, and they would say, oh, she's a pig, and they would start with that, you know? Or you'd be blonde, and they'd say, oh, the blonde with the makeup and all that other stuff, and they figure you're stupid, or, you know, and then you'd get all the things, you know, about, oh, well, you're this, that, and the other. The name-calling gets so vicious that, you know, how can you stand in that all the time? And I was speaking to Helena before the show, and I had said to her, there's got to come a time, as Helena had said, when you just have to take the reins and make a decision how you're going to handle this, because you can't constantly have this coming at you. What I would always call it, I used to call it dinging of the heart. And I think that words and actions and other things that people do to you constantly are these little dings in your heart. And you keep going at you and going at you. And you just really have to decide, is this what's going to take me down? Is this just going to explode my heart, or is this going to just make me a very hard person? Or all those little dings, as I've said in one of my recent articles that I had written, those dings are just letting the light shine brighter, you know, and that's what I would share with Helena, is that it just lets the light shine brighter. Go ahead. You know, I'm not going to let it affect your light. And how can we get that message to kids? Because kids have no clue what that means. They're not even interested. My light, I don't know what that means. It's sort of like, how can you say that you are a better person inside than all of this stuff outside of you? Also, too, I think most of these people have to find some way to reach out to others. I know they do this through counseling. But when you're going through counseling, you really need to find a counselor that's going to fit with you. I know Helena said she also reached out and got some help. If you have counselors who really don't quite get it, or counselors that aren't up to speed, you really need to find another counselor. So this is what we're talking about, you know, what really is bullying first. Let's talk about that. As I see it, it really is the words or anything that's coming out of someone's mouth or their being that would attempt to, you know, put some negative energy on you. They're either want to hurt you, they disrespect you, they dishonor you, or they are looking to hurt something in you. Helena, have you found that? Was anything different with that with you? I think that's mostly the pretense, right?
Definitely. And I've never been physically hurt or bullied, but there was points where you're just like, I would rather you hit me than say these words, because words really do hurt. But either way, it's still bullying.
Yeah, and I think when we hear them, it's just, you know, as we grow up as little kids, you know, it's not like we're growing up to be go out into the world and, you know, your mother pushes you out the door, as I've done with my kids, and, hey, everything is great. Your mother's saying, the world is great, school is fun, everything's lollipops and roses. And, you know, we all go out the door and we say, this isn't lollipops and roses to me. What the heck is going on, right? So how can you say, when you come back and your mother says, oh, you had a lollipops and roses day, and you're going, you're nuts, you know, you are really nuts, right? So, Helena, have you found that in Dawn?
I definitely, my mom never really sugarcoated it.
Mm-hmm.
She did. I don't think she thought I was going to be bullied how I was, but she has taught me so many lessons because she's so strong herself coming from this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been hard, but she's given me great advice, and she's helped me a lot along the way.
That's great. Well, Dawn, have you found that other parents may be also sending their kids out, though, telling them lollipops and roses? Hey, I can honestly say I did that, you know.
Yeah.
I told them it was all going to be good, it was all going to be great, because we didn't want them to focus on that part of it. We would say, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. And it's like, it's not okay.
No, and, you know, it's so sad because as parents, when we send our children out the door and put them on the school bus or walk them into the school, we assume that they're safe and they're happy and that everything's okay. And really, they're not. They're not because of what other children are doing to them. I think the big thing, Dr. Jeanette, is that the schools need to be more aware of the bullying and have programs implemented into their facilities, because awareness is half the battle. I mean, I can tell you when Helena was going through this, she was able to turn to a guidance counselor who was absolutely wonderful. Not every school has these counselors that are as understanding or in tune or aware of what's going on. I mean, bullying leads to depression. It could possibly lead to self-harm, to addiction, to many severe situations. You know, the schools should be able to help the parents combat this.
You know, but it's also, too, I can honestly say from when I had the kids early, is that the counselors at that time, this is before bullying was so out there and cyberbullying and all that, the counselors and the teachers were also parents, you know, and how they chose to run things in their own homes and with their own kids, you know, it's, we sort of always think of a teacher as they're never going to have the bad kids, they're never going to do the bad things, but, you know, you wonder when they go home, if they can't really help me, are they really helping their kids too? So I guess really, I think what I'm trying to say is that everybody is affected and everybody is differently and everybody needs to get help. But as you've said, you know, it's great she found one counselor, but a lot of kids don't find that because there are some school districts where, like I just said, the teachers are like just as abusive as some of the kids. The counselors are just as bad as the next one, you know? And sometimes when you ask for help and you go around and around, it's like, oh, my gosh, maybe it's me that's the problem as a child versus is it the system, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, Dr. Jeanette, also, I think a lot of times, in all fairness to the teachers, these kids are so sneaky about it that they know how to bully other children without the teachers and the faculty knowing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it almost needs to be a program in school, you know, where you learn what is respect for people. You know, we all are – I went to a Catholic school, you know, and I can remember you just didn't do things or out came the ruler. You know, that nun was going to crack you on the hands or you were going to get a good crack on the butt, you know. They don't even do that anymore. They can't even – teacher almost can't even verbally say anything to a child without a parent's okay in some school districts. So how do we maneuver in the middle to have kids, you know, grow up as healthy and say, okay, I'll take a bunch of those things to my heart, but I'm certainly not going to carry them with me for my life, right?
Absolutely. And you can't imagine, since the song came out in our area, how many parents have come up to me and told me stories that they're dealing with whether it be their children or their niece or their nephew. It's heartbreaking. It really is. It's heartbreaking.
Because they really don't know, you know, how to even go and say that. I think grandparents are the biggest ones, too, that really should be in tune. I've always said this for my shows, for grandparents to listen, because you are getting the kids on an off time. So whatever the kids might be doing at home, they're always going to be doing something different at the grandparents. You know, that could be when they're experiencing a lot of social media stuff they're doing and they're getting a lot of these actions happening. And the grandparents have nothing else to do but sit there and watch them, so they're seeing how it's affecting them. So, again, with you know, if anyone's listening to the show and you're a grandparent, please listen to the full show and play it for your kids or, you know, your grandkids and say, is this going on? Is there anyone saying bad words to you? Is there any time that you need help or you don't feel safe? And even a grandparent can ask for help for someone else. If a child is having a problem and they're not communicating back with their parents, and the parents say, oh, my gosh, they're not calling me, I don't know, something's wrong. And did you also know that a parent cannot call the college and ask the college to look in on the child? You know, that's really something very important that I've had to realize in the past, is because the college says now that the child is 18, no one else can venture in and help them. They're on their own. So once a person is over the age of 18, they have to ask for their own personal help, whereas with Helena, you know, she could go to her mother, or she could go to the school or whatever and get some help. But it's really kind of crazy. That mother can't call the school and say, I need a counseling, go get him, go see if you can help him, go get the advisor on that floor, bring him into a counselor, whatever. I haven't heard from him, and they'll tell you, we can't help. So I think with Helena learning a lot earlier is going to greatly help her. But also when you get older into high school and college, it gets a little bit harder to be able to find that help. So, Dawn, have you found with any parents how they have said their different experiences? Like, how did they get help for their kids?
Basically, it's word of mouth as far as the counselors in our area. There's certain counselors that specialize in that area or have a reputation of being well-known in that field. However, they're hard to find, I'll be honest with you. They're hard to find. Again, I think a lot of a big help is when they can go to their guidance counselor, or the school has some type of club, or the teachers can help these kids and talk to them, or the kids feel comfortable enough to go to the teachers or the counselors. And I think they can do this by implementing different programs, like there's Students Against Bullying, there's To Write Love on Her Arm. There's so many different organizations that are willing to come into the schools for awareness and for help. The schools just have to let them in.
Yeah, and it's really hard for some of the schools to let them in because they feel like they've already got a hot potato and they just don't want to even address it, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a very delicate situation. I mean, the school that Helena goes to now just recently implemented the No Place for Hate. And, you know, that's a good organization, too. And they try to get the kids involved. And I hope all other schools would do this.
And I think sometimes it's best to be able to find it in even grade school. Kids need to learn it there. You know, it's really hard to listen to kids having all of this going on, especially when it's like you're hearing some kids coming out of daycare and they're fighting with everybody, and it's really not easy. So I'm going to play at this time. We're going to turn up the volume a little. We'll learn to listen to Helena's song.
Right before my eyes changed so fast, lost yourself, forgot your name. Where do I go from here? You're in the fast lane, going nowhere, soon you'll disappear. Do I make the call, face the fear, pushed away? Call me up, certain words made no sense, nothing to say. Pushed you away, feel your pain, I had your back, best friend, now you're gone. Where do I go from here? You're about to drown in shallow water, soon you'll disappear. Do I make the call, face the fear? Pushed away. Now I realize
You know, I think there's really great words in this song, and Helena Albert is with us today. That is her new song, Pushed Away. It is a debut video. It is available on YouTube. The link is on today's show page, and also her website is located there. You could just click right through. And Helena, that was an absolute fabulous song, and you know, I want to just focus for 1 second on your last few words of that song are so important. Only those who ask get help. You know, and
yeah.
You kept it right there, and it's just that focus of today's show. If you don't ask, you don't get help, right?
Exactly. And I think a lot of kids are scared to ask for help because, number one, they don't think they'll receive it, or number two, they think they'll get bullied even more because there's so many kids that say, oh, if you tell and then they say even worse things than they're already saying, and it just makes them even more scared. But what they need to realize is once they do ask for help, if they ask the right person, it will help. Like, it will stop.
It'll bring something behind. Because that gang mentality is very, very true these days. I mean, they have, all a gang is, we think it's the bad people in the bad neighborhoods with the bad drugs and everything else. But really, a gang is just, you know, two or more people together who are just not great people attacking another person, correct?
That's correct. I mean, gangs, or even another word for them that I used to call is cliques. There's girls
yeah.
in school that will click
right.
together and think that they're better than everybody else. It's everywhere. It's not just in bad communities. It's in schools. It's everywhere.
You know, myself, we'll go around the panel. Myself, I even think of bullying as somebody will just stick out a stick or something crazy and you fall over because they just want to have you just get hurt. They want to see danger on you. Or else they turn around and they've got this words that they just keep repeating like a mantra about you, and it's just not a good thing, and it really just dings at you. So, Helena, can you tell us what your definition you would call bullying?
You know, I really think you hit it right on the spot. It's physical and mental. It causes harm. Anything that makes you feel like you're less than
yeah.
what you should be.
Dawn?
I agree. I think it could be as severe as verbal and physical abuse, or it could be as simple as just being ignored and pushed aside and not included. Like Helena said, there's these cliques of girls that think they're better than everybody else, and they just ignore the other students. So to me, that's hurtful also.
Thank you. We have another caller, and the caller is from 321-621-696. Are you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Did you have a question?
I actually had a comment.
Great. That would be fabulous.
Okay. Well, my name is Alex, and I have known Helena literally forever. And I just wanted to put out there that even when she's going through whatever she's going through, she always gets through it, and I can always talk to her about anything.
You know, that's really great because when someone else can talk to, you know, when she's able to talk to you, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So, Helena, would you like to talk to her?
I just thank you for calling. And like I said, I'm always here, and it definitely means a lot that I have people that can come to me, and thank you for everything.
Well, thank you for everything, too. Love you, Helena.
Love you, too.
Thanks for calling. Well, you know, I always think, too, when we talk about, like the caller said before, about making the difference between, in a really bad bullying and bad and regular bullying, I kind of don't think there's any difference. What do you all think? Dawn, what do you think, or Helena?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, bullying is bullying, you know. And,
yeah.
And it hurts no matter how little, how big, you know, and it depends on how everybody takes it. Everybody's different. Everybody's tolerance is different. But no matter how you look at it, it hurts. It's hurtful. I mean, some people can handle it better than others, and some people, unfortunately, lose their lives over it. I mean, that's how serious it can be.
Well, you know, I can say from my own experience, I can tell you it's, like I said to Helena before the show, it's been forever, it seems, that they always keep wanting to go after you, you know. Or you hear these comments, and you're just like out of left field, and you're going, now at my older age, I'm saying, okay, where did that come from? That's not me. You're not going to ding me. It's not going to affect me. Just let it go. But I can honestly say that, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, man, I took that stuff like nobody's business, and it was like someone would say something to you and you'd go, oh, my gosh, I have blonde hair, go dye it brown. You have too much makeup on, we'll change your makeup. Or, you know, you didn't drive the right car. Or you all of these crazy things that people say. I know, Dawn, you've heard those too. And
absolutely,
they are vicious beyond belief. And I guess we may, in our younger years, let things affect us. And, grade school, we come home and cry about them. You know, as you've said with Helena, you know, in the middle years, middle grade school, it starts to affect us in our physical being. But then as we get to high school, it starts to affect our everyday functioning, you know. You think, what is wrong with me? What am I going to do about me? How do I change me if I'm not what they want me to be accepted as? And then, you know, you get into college and you're like, oh, my gosh, I just don't fit in anywhere. I'm on my own. So through all of these years, you see the differences in how people can attack people and how you decide, is this going to take me down or is it not going to take me down? Helena learned very early it didn't let her take her down. I learned later, you know, by just it wasn't going to take me down. So if you could give us a few tips on what you think on how kids, besides just asking for help, how can it not take them down? Or how can they see themselves differently?
I think definitely the main thing is having a good support group. I think not everyone has a lot of friends, especially due to bullying. But if they really look and be themselves, they will find at least one or two people that will help them, and they will be able to talk to them. And there's so many websites and organizations where you can just vent, and not even to, like, a specific person. There's just, I know of websites where you can let your thoughts out and it doesn't go to anyone. And definitely, even if you don't ask for help, you need to look in the mirror and tell yourself that you're so much better than this. Like, no matter what these words are, you can change yourself however you want. You can change your looks. You can change how you treat people. But that doesn't change who you really are inside.
Right. And, Dawn, I know you and I are older. A long time ago, we just weren't as smart individuals as Helena is now, you know. I think we took it a lot harder a long time ago. But now, as we are older and we're parents, we see it happening with our kids, and we go, well, this is what I would do. And it would be like, I don't think so, right?
It's different. It's different. And, you know, I'm glad in Helena's situation that she had me, because I really stayed on top of it, and she had good friends. But unfortunately, I'll give you an example. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a young high school boy in our area that didn't have somebody he could go to. And unfortunately, and sadly enough, he took his own life. So Helena's advice is wonderful. I mean, you know, as a child, talk to people, have a support group, have good friends, try to be able to talk to your parents, go to your guidance counselor, have some type of support system. As far as parents, just keep your eyes open, because the signs are there, whether your kid stops eating, isn't sleeping, there's health issues, get to the bottom of it. You know, just that's the best advice I can give.
But, you know, we also get these parents, too, who are just as aggressive. And, hey, we all know where it came from, Gina. We got to touch on this subject for a minute. Some of the parents are just as bad or worse than their kids, right? And,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, kind of, you know, these kids don't have anywhere to get help, but they don't even think anything different because that's what they grew up with, you know, aggressive, domineering, destructive parents. There's a lot of them out there. And we can't not talk about that because that is a better part of the population too. I mean, not everybody in this world is great and listening to their kids and helping them. There's a whole lot who aren't. So, you know, Helena, have you ever noticed, you know, anything where you say that child is like that parent, you know, and you try to help a child, but then the child can't get help from their parent?
Definitely. I've seen many cases where the parents just don't care or are just as destructive and mean as any other bully. But as my mom has said, I've known that the kids that have suffered with parents like that have been able to go to guidance counselors and their friends, and they've been able to at least tell somebody. And I think that even if you don't get help right away, just telling one person takes so much weight off of your back.
I think sometimes when you keep telling more people your story, eventually the story gets easier to tell. And eventually someone will listen to you. You know, the idea of you've just got to keep going at it. In other words, when you hold all this stuff inside is when it really does the damage, you know, for your life and the way you react to other people. So if you can keep getting it out there, you know, just like someone who's an alcoholic says, I'm an alcoholic. They walk around chattering that all the time, you know. But if you walk around and say, I have a story, this is what's going on, you know, and keep saying that story, eventually, you know, it will be less of something that will affect your life.
Definitely. And it's just sad because there are people who are scared to tell, but your story, your life is a story, and
right.
You can't let that story end earlier than it's supposed to.
Yeah, and that is definitely something that we've always said on the show. We've done past shows on effects of suicide and post-suicide and the decisions to make. And the decision is that you do have a choice. Everybody says they don't have a choice, but they do have a choice. You have a choice to continue to keep asking. And as we've said throughout this show, is about grandparents, pay attention, listen. Siblings, mothers, fathers, co-workers, anyone, it's time to speak up. I've even known people who were getting abused in their job, and they're like, well, I need the job, I just have to take it. And you really don't have to take it. There are venues for people to be able to have their story heard again. And, you know, counselors or lawyers or somebody, but just keep getting that message out there. And I think with Helena starting so early in her years, she'll just be getting out there and just saying everything about this, you know, a great anti-bullying advocate, as I call her, and saying that message so that these kids, when they get older and have kids of their own, aren't still perpetrating this process going farther, you know. We always emphasize on kids making changes, but I really wish there was a great big, you know, some kind of course or something for adults to say, hey, you know, you're really just affecting everybody. You just need to get a grip. And that isn't there right now. That's pretty much what we see playing out in social media. We see it on televisions. You know, we hear it on the radio all the time. And they just think that, hey, because they're an adult, they are free to do what they want, and they're just going to spew their stuff everywhere. So, you know, a lot of this aggressive behavior starts at home. Starts with you, and if you're a parent or a person who has a business, you need to look at yourself and say, am I contributing to this problem? If you're contributing to this problem, you need to cut your loss right now and stop doing it. So, Helena, it has been great having you on the show. I'm going to play your song again at the end, the entire song, The song is called Pushed Away. Can you tell us real quick what the Pushed Away, how you came up with that title?
You know, I found that a lot of people that I thought were my friends weren't, and they were making decisions that I would never make, and they were making fun of people, which I would never do, and they were even making fun of me, and I didn't know about
right.
it. And I feel like instead of just dropping the friendship and causing so many more problems, I just slowly pushed away all the bad stuff that they were doing, and I got new friends. So basically, I'm just pushing away the bad and trying to make room for the good.
That's absolutely great. I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know this is a really big thing for you. This is one of your first interviews, and you're so young. It's just great that you were able to speak so great, and you know, it was just perfect. It was. I'd just like to thank you for being on the show today.
I'd like to thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Dawn, it was a pleasure having you on today. I know it's rough being a parent. I've been there, done that. And but to also have Helena now that you're helping her to get this word out. And as I always call her, my little anti-bullying advocate. So we're going to have to put a little tag on her, get her a T-shirt that says that, right?
Absolutely. Dr. Jeanette, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. So if anybody would like more information about Helena Albert, on our show page today, there is a link directly to her YouTube video with her new song, Pushed Away. There is also a link directly to her website. You'll be able to find that on the show page. If you'd like more information about bullying, please contact anyone on the panel today. There are links directly on the show page from today. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you're a parent, I want you to watch your words, even if you're a grandparent. Aggression does not belong in any decade. Thank you so much for being with us today, and here is Helena's new debut song. Thank you.
Soon you'll disappear. Do I make the call? Face the fear. Pushed away, call me up, certain words made no sense, nothing to say, pushed you away, feel your pain, I had your back, best friends, now you're gone, where do I go from here, you're about to drown in shallow water, soon you'll disappear, do I make the call, face the fear? Before